plate a potential nugget.
And moving to what you see with leaders over the last 8-9 months, Ramesh, what have been some of the themes you see in terms of how leaders have experienced it in the companies they're running? What have been some of the themes that have been running across the various leaders you've interacted with over the last few months, Ramesh?
CEOs are seeing this as a unique moment, Deepak, and they're evolving how they lead in much more creative and agile ways of leadership. And we can talk a bit more about this as well. These, of course, have come out of necessity. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, but they also have a lot of potential beyond the crisis. And we see four shifts that leaders and CEOs are adopting. One is even bolder aspirations. You know, how do we accomplish 10x the impact we're having on society in a much faster way? That's the question they're asking themselves, because they've seen the ability to act during the pandemic in much faster ways. I see many leaders asking what should be on their what I call to-B list versus just their to-do list. So how do they show up in the world differently, be there for larger groups of people, show their vulnerability, humility, which I touched on earlier. And then fully embracing this notion of what I call stakeholder capitalism. So thinking about a broader group of stakeholders beyond just the shareholders. This movement has been there even before COVID, but CEOs are thinking about ESG and stakeholder capitalism a lot more in today's day and world. Boards are asking that question of them as well. And then lastly, we see them harnessing the full power of their peer networks, connecting with each other, collaborating much more effectively. You know, we touched on pharma at the beginning. You know, pharma has always been concerned about IP, but we see them collaborating, helping accelerate clinical trials, helping each other bring value to the world, learning from each other in a much deeper way. So if these shifts become permanent, we actually think they have huge potential to shift how organizations operate, become more agile, unleash the full performance of the institutions they lead, and help these companies form a different relationship with society than what exists today, Deepak.
Mm-hmm. And I'd love to go deeper into one of the things you mentioned, right, Ramesh, the to-B versus the to-do. Maybe if we could hold off on that and get to it in a few minutes. The other piece, related piece I'm curious about, Ramesh, is in a way, a lot of us experienced COVID like a fire for the first couple of months, right? Where there was a little bit of a, you know, what's going, the house is on fire, how do we sort of stay alive kind of a phase. And then we have moved into a little bit of a long tail, saying this is not going anywhere. It's going to last a few months or a few quarters. So have you seen any shifts in the way leaders have approached these two phases, sort of the initial phase of panic and then the phase we are in, which seems like here to stay for a while?
Absolutely, Deepak. And you know, again, we've published a fair bit on this, the phases that companies and leaders have gone through during COVID. I see a very clear shift from what I call the recovery phase, which is at the beginning, to more a reimagination phase, which is what I see many more CEOs doing now. Now, of course, this is all context dependent. So if you were in travel and hospitality or in energy or oil and gas, the recovery phase, and oil and gas was impacted by other factors as well. The recovery phase could have been much longer, and some institutions may still be in recovery phase. Versus, I think if you are in healthcare or technology, public sector, the reimagination phase is probably set in and you're thinking about how to rethink what you do. Now, I would also say COVID, there's been a second wave of COVID in many countries, including the US, Europe. So there's a little bit of recovery phase that's come back in at this period. And so it's not, you know, a truly sequential mode of operation. But But I find it useful to think of both these phases separately. I think in the recovery phase, obviously, the most important thing is taking care of people in the company, the customers, keeping the operations on track. And many leaders have been through this during, you know, other crises, earthquakes or natural calamities, other, you know, geopolitical challenges that they may have faced, that then they've had to really deal with recovery. I think the reimagination phase, I truly believe COVID gives an opportunity to leaders to rethink who they are and what they do, how their companies operate. I mentioned technology already as a big driver of change, stakeholder capitalism, and accelerating what they do. I think in general, what I find happening is COVID has just accelerated many of the trends that were happening in the world. And CEOs and leaders have an opportunity to use this moment of unfreezing to really reimagine what they can do with their institutions, Deepak. And the more bolder they are, the more I feel they can unleash the full potential in themselves and their organization.
If I may add one thing that I've observed more effective leaders do in the last few months, it's that they've consciously focused on balance sheet, whether it's their personal health, relationships with their families in near and dear, or whether it's the intangible balance sheet in the business ecosystems with the suppliers, employees, and so on. These are the times where the P&L might have suffered a hit, but investing in the balance sheet really ensures that you're in good health to take advantages of the opportunities that open up.